I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Israel's response, and there should be a response, should not be proportionate. It should be far stronger, because when deterrence fails to reestablish it, you have to teach the adversary that any gain they may hope to get by any future attack will be more than outweighed by the damage that will be caused.
Well, you recognize that voice, perhaps, as John Bolton, who's one of the hawkiest of the hawks out there, former Trump administration dude, although he hates Trump. He says Israel has to hit back hard at Iran. And the administration has made it very clear they're the exact opposite. You take the win, and if you try to hit back, we ain't going to help you.
For those who are busy watching the Masters or other fair over the weekend, Iran launched hundreds of drones and missiles at Israel. The vast, vast majority of them intercepted and did very little damage. But what comes next? Dr. Jeff McCausland, CBS News military consultant, joins us now to discuss. Jeff, it's always a pleasure. How are you?
I'm doing very well, and great to be with you guys.
Well, let's just start with which of those two approaches do you like, the Bolton approach or the Biden approach?
Well, I'm kind of leaning towards the Biden approach, quite frankly, at this particular moment. I mean, one has to talk about using military force to what end? And Mr. Bolton, who I've known for a long time and had encounters with him, has been a very ardent, very conservative, very hawkish kind of guy, as you described. And he's right, you could argue, that by doing a massive response, it serves to enhance deterrence for future and perhaps prevent future war. You can make that particular argument. But in this case, I would argue Israel's got a lot of war right now to take care of, and so expanding this and going into another major conflict with Iran might not be the most appropriate thing to happen at the moment. You know, you do deterrence, as he talked about, through punishment. That's what he's describing. You also do deterrence through denial, and that's exactly what the Israelis did, in which they really, in some ways, I would say, made the Iranians look strategically kind of foolish when you fire 300 drones, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles, and only a handful actually hit target, 99% are destroyed. And in reality, okay, we fired 7 missiles at a target in Damascus. They all hit target. They killed an Iranian Revolutionary Guard general officer, his deputy, and several others. And your effort of 300 weapons managed so far to kill one Palestinian girl. Might we want to focus our attention on the war in Gaza? Might we want to use this as an effort to diplomatically isolate Iran even further and perhaps recoup some of the loss we've had in the world community? Might we actually want to use this as a leverage to encourage the United States to move forward as quickly as possible in providing us additional military aid? I think that might be a better tact for the moment for the Israeli government.
Jeff, I think if you assume that Iran has made its move, and this was the move, then I can see that point of view a little more clearly. But I've heard it suggested by some that this was something of a test of Israeli air defenses. It's a dry run, a dress rehearsal, if you will, and that a multi-front attack could be coming. And that's why you might want to exact a price from the Iranians and let them know, if we go tit for tat, we're going to make every single level of this too expensive for you.
Yeah, no, and you can certainly make that argument, but concern I would have with all the conflicts, if all these other conflicts weren't ongoing, then that argument might become much more persuasive. When your military forces are heavily engaged with about five fronts right now. You have a front in Gaza. You're facing a major offensive military operation in Rafah. You're facing a very high likelihood of having to make a military incursion to southern Lebanon to drive Hezbollah farther north and allow 80,000 Israeli refugees to return to their homes. You've got increasing violence on the West Bank. You've got groups that you need to keep an eye on in Syria and elsewhere. You've got the Houthis down in Yemen. So should we take on another conflict at this particular moment is the question. We can respond, certainly, at a time and place of our choosing. That's a phrase the Israelis use a lot. Could that response be a massive cyber attack against Iran? Israelis are capable of doing that. Could that this be, over time, a whole series of special operations missions by Israel against targets in Iran? Very possible they've done that in the past and killed off Iranian nuclear scientists and others. Might those be other ways of going about some kind of a response over time?
Was this a real attempt by Iran to blow stuff up and kill people in Israel, or was it a telegraphed gesture for all kinds of different political reasons that they knew would be thwarted? Do you know? Some U.S. officials said yesterday that Iran was attempting a mass casualty event.
Well, when you fire 300 weapons at somebody, it seems to me it's an attempt to do an awful lot of damage. The idea we'd fire 300 weapons because we want to be defeated and we want our military to kind of look pretty badly in its employment does not seem to pass to me the logic test. But perhaps that is the case. So the Iranians have certainly tried to argue that this should be the end of this particular event. They have, I guess, assuaged their honor for the killing of this Iranian general, and they've made a response. A lot of this, don't forget, is not for public opinion at home. For the Iranian people to say, what is our government doing when we get hit? Well, we actually have done something. And they'll try to describe it, I'm sure, in the public press in Iran as a major success. But I do think it's a little bit of a stretch to say we're going to fire 300 weapons, hoping we don't hurt anybody. And by trying to do it in certain ways, that it precludes major damage to my opponent.
Jeff McCausland, CBS military analyst on the line. Jeff, I'm really intrigued, and I think one of the most significant aspects of this whole thing may be the fact that the Israelis received significant help, intelligence and hands-on guns from not only the U.S., but a number of Arab countries as well. Feels like maybe the dawn of a new relationship there.
Yeah, these people don't like Iran. I was just at a major series of meetings in Paris with some senior folks coming from the Gulf, and their biggest concern, their biggest threat is Iran. So there's no great love lost there for sure. But at the same time, and this is also a danger, now they're protecting their airspace. The Jordanians have spoken very loudly since this attack occurred that they did intercept a number of these weapons as they were heading towards Israel because they were violating Jordanian airspace, quite frankly. Saudis may have provided some information and tracking as well, and less clear about that. But this then is a problem for Israel. If Israel is going to strike back, it's going to violate their airspace as well. And I'm not sure we would see them then just sort of ignoring that, which would indicate they were actively involved in an Israeli counterattack against Iran, which might pull them into that particular conflict. In fact, the Jordanians have suggested we defend our airspace. If it's Iranian missiles heading westward, we're going to shoot those down. But, oh, by the way, if it's Israeli missiles going eastward, we're going to do the same thing. And for the Israelis, a major response could be done to some degree using missiles. They have some, but the Israeli military force would be, I think, more likely to try to employ aircraft, F-35s, in some type of series of airstrike. That's a very complex operation based on the distances involved the country's airspace that you have to fly through, your ability to do aerial refueling, which Israel has at best a very limited ability to do so, absent direct U.S. involvement. And the Biden administration has said, hey, we're going to defend you. We'll help defend you, but we're not going to participate directly. The United States is not going to provide military forces to be part and parcel of an Israeli counterattack.
Jeff McCausland, CBS News military consultant. Jeff, thanks so much for the time. Good stuff.
Take care, guys.
Thanks.
So, I continue to say that anybody who claims it's clearly one or the other is lying to you. You know, you can go with your best guess, but these are some tough decisions and have been always throughout world history.
We're talking about the decision whether to take the win or strike back hard.
Right. But I feel like Jeff McCausland, like, made a point against his own argument. So it's laughable, the idea that this wasn't intended to kill a bunch of people and bust a bunch of stuff. So you shoot all those missiles, a whole bunch of them at Jerusalem, and because I was willing to stop them, I take the win and you know, move on to other things. What if they had been successful at all? So somebody shoots at me, finds out I have a bulletproof vest on. I just say, okay, now you know I wear a bulletproof vest. Anyway, as you were. What?
Right. I understand completely. On the other hand, I'm reminded of a couple of occasions during our career, and I think anybody who's got a little gray on their head has had this experience. Something happens, a meeting, a statement, a turn in the road, and you realize, okay, this is a new thing, and we need to react to it, but we're not going to react to it quickly. We're going to think about it. We're gonna plot. We're not going to jerk our knee. And I think Israel, which is renowned for this, is going to, as they say, respond to time and place of their choosing. It could be soft power. It could be a military attack. It could simply be doubling down on building alliances with some of the Arab Gulf states in a way that undermines Iranian power. I'm not sure what shape it's going to take. And it could be many weeks from now that we understand all of a sudden every traffic light in Tehran is yellow and cars are crashing into each other and five nuclear scientists are killed. You never know with the Israelis what it's going to look like.
I thought the best argument in Jeff's favor for his position is they already got a war, like a really big one against an enemy they've got to get rid of. They've got Everybody in the country of age conscripted. And, yeah.
Right, so they're going to put a post-it note on the fridge, essentially, and say, hey, we're going to beat the hell out of Iran in one way or another.
Why do you have that
as soon as we're available?
Why do you have that string tied to your finger? It's to remind me that I need to go to war with Iran as soon as this other thing is over.
Right, exactly. Or you can do a tickler on your phone. A little alarm goes off. Anyway, who knows?
I would say this, though. I saw two Republicans and one Democrat yesterday on the talk shows mention, it's all tied together. China, Russia, Iran. It's all one thing. Two Republicans and a U.S. senator who is a Democrat saying that. If that's the case, and I think it is, how long do we continue with the do not escalate before at some point the rest of the world needs to say, don't freaking even think about it?
Right. Yeah, I may not be John Bolton, although I am mustachioed. I find the Biden administration's foreign policy to be utterly inept, spineless, weak, indecisive, gray, feckless. I could go on. Somebody hand me a thesaurus. I think it's terrible.
Yeah, well, history will play out one way or the other. And if I'm right, I'll claim I always knew and I'm smarter than you. If I'm wrong, I'll ignore the fact that I ever said it.
I'll tell you this, you know, Trump is a wild card, but if Biden gets reelected, our commander-in-chief is going to be Kamala Harris at one point before long. At that point, wow. I will build a bomb shelter or move into the Tasmanian jungle, as featured on 60 Minutes last night. It looks very nice. A little buggy, but nice. I can't even imagine that.
Great. You made me wet myself with that statement. That's just fantastic. Now I need dry underpants. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
I'm late for a very important couldn't be.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Be some free chicken on the board if he misses the second free throw.
Oh, man, free chicken on the board.
Yeah, so that's why the fans are getting a little frothy.
Oh, they're pointing to anything. Beaumont's playing with the crowd. Say, you want chicken?
Here's your job.
Oh, he gave him chicken. He's a man of the people. He's a man of the people.
He did that on purpose?
He did. He gave out free chicken.
Hilarious. So that's an NBA game where they've got some sort of promotion going where if a guy misses free throws, the crowd gets free chicken. So this was a Houston Rockets player at a Clippers game. So it's an away player in the arena where they're going to have to give the chicken, or the town we're going to have to give the chicken. He's a man of the people. He gives them chicken.
I'll have 30 milkshakes and also some chicken.
He missed the free throw on purpose, points to the crowd, misses on purpose so they get free chicken. That's hilarious.
That's one of my favorite moments in all of sports history.
I know
that's absolutely beautiful, especially because he was a visiting player. On the other hand, is that some sort of an inducement to alter the outcome of the game? Point shaving.
Ooh, right.
I doubt it.
Take all the fun out of it. And
well,
was that
a
is
player
funny.
Shouldn't be like
the people.
That was really funny.
Oh God, that is so funny.
Yeah, anything that makes players do more or less makes me uncomfortable. So but I do enjoy chicken.
So Friday I had all kinds of OJ stuff ready to go, and then I got horribly sick. Horrible stomach thing. Just like the worst I've ever had.
Damn, and
I have no idea why. It lasted like 12 hours and then was gone. And I don't know if I ate something or what. Oh, my God. It was horrible. I was in the first floor bathroom, Michael, on my hands and knees at that disgusting toilet for like an hour.
Too much. Oh. Too much. Seriously, too much.
I had no choice. I didn't want to be.
Well, no. No, I'm not. The description is too much, not the action. You do what you got to do. But don't bring us there with you. All right.
But I wanted to bring this up, and I don't know if he got into this or not. The thing we'll never know about OJ, and I had all this stuff about how it changed news forever, which I think is really interesting. It changed modern culture. There's all kinds of real significant ramifications from that.
Virtually all of them bad, but go on.
Yeah, it changed the news business forever. Did he believe he didn't do it? And at what point did he start believing he didn't do it? Or is he just a good liar?
Yeah, we actually did talk about that
a little bit. What's your opinion? Where do you come down on that?
I think he is not a complex man. I think he did something so horrific it caused a psychic break, and he actually believes he didn't. I've never experienced that sort of thing, but I've read about it. I know it can happen.
But I wonder at what point. So the Bronco chase ended at his house, and I was listening to some reporters talk about they were there, and he was sitting in that Bronco with a gun to his head. You don't have a gun to your head if you think you didn't do it. So he still at that point knew he did it? At what point did he?
Wow, that's a really interesting question. I wish I was qualified to answer it. I don't know, but I think that's what happened.
I mean, if my ex-wife died, and I'm being accused of it, and I didn't do it, I'm not suicidal. This will work itself out.
No, I'm concerned, but I'm absolutely not suicidal.
He tried to call Bob Costas. Bob Costas was on NBC on Friday. He tried to call Bob Costas and went to voicemail. Bob didn't recognize the number, and he always wished he had, during the Bronco chase, and he always wished he had picked up and had some, you know, insight into this question. Did OJ know he did, knew he did it at that time?
Yeah, wow. I wish he'd picked up, too.
And was so horrified at some point he had the psychic break? We'll never know.
Well, during that horrific cash grab, the if I really did it, if I did it thing, he broke down. He wouldn't even say the word blood when he was describing the scene in his imagination. It sounded like a man with some serious psychological problems.
Wow. That should be, well, I guess it can't be studied at this point.
Armstrong and Getty.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
I'm testifying. I tell the truth. I mean, all I can do is tell the truth. And the truth is that there's no case. They have no case.
On Monday in New York City, I will be forced to sit fully gagged. I'm not allowed to talk. Can you believe it? They want to take away my constitutional right to talk. I have a crooked judge. This has never happened before, by the way. You do know that, right? With all of the things they did with millions of pages of study, they found nothing, which makes me perhaps the most honest guy almost in the world, I think. They found nothing.
So the Stormy Daniels trial starts today. It's pretty hilarious, him saying, "A gag order, I'm not allowed to speak, that crooked judge." But even Michael Avenatti, you remember last week, Stormy Daniels' old lawyer, who was a crook himself, came out and said, "You can't have a situation where everybody gets to talk but Trump. That's not fair."
Yeah, that's funny. That's a support from an odd quarter, but this whole thing is odd top to bottom, as we will describe.
Yeah, so Mark Halperin wrote over the weekend, and I thought this was interesting, anticipating the trial starting today. On the current course, the Middle East developments that spawned Saturday night wall-to-wall cable news coverage that will continue into Sunday will be wiped away Monday morning by wall-to-wall-to-wall-to-wall coverage of Trump's Manhattan criminal trial, curtain raised by all the major newspapers on Sunday, for which the TV networks have put in place so much infrastructure and so many legal analysts and other assets, it would likely take Bibi flying his own plane and dropping a nuclear weapon on Tehran to dislodge the people versus Trump from the U.S. media airwaves starting in 22 hours, he wrote yesterday.
Yeah, it's reminiscent of the OJ trial if OJ had been accused of minor tax offenses.
And he makes a good point about the way news works. You don't build all those sets out on the street and hire all those legal analysts and then decide, yeah, let's cover something else. That's not the way it works.
Oh, the tail will wag the dog,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah, yeah.
Rich Lowry. Rich Lowry of the National Review with some really great sarcastic writing. I'll quote a little bit of it, and then we will get into what exactly Trump's being tried for, because when you dig into it, it's idiotic. But Lowry says, Alvin Bragg is to be commended for getting to trial on the Trump hush payments case. Lesser prosecutors would have been daunted by the prospect of creating a national melodrama and norm-breaking prosecution of a former president over what is, in essence, a misdemeanor business records charge. They would have blanched at having to rely on serial perjurer Michael Cohen as a star witness. They would have recognized the inherent ambiguity in the question of whether the hush payments to Stormy Daniels were personal payments or campaign expenses. They would been reluctant to torture the law to stretch the statute of limitations just far enough to cover the events in question. This is why federal prosecutors and Bragg's own predecessor took a pass on this case, but Bragg is made of sterner stuff and wasn't going to let mere legal inadequacy prevent him from reaching for his destiny. Yeah, well said. If all goes planned, in about a month's time, Bragg will be known as the Manhattan DA who goes easy on men who punch old ladies on subway platforms, but is hell on wheels on bookkeeping offenses that don't harm anyone, not even the tax collector.
That's the most egregious thing about this all. It's not the stretching of this and that to try to get Trump into the courtroom. If you are like a tough-on-crime Elliot Ness sort of person, and you just went after anybody who jaywalked in your town, okay, right, that'd be one thing. But the fact that you let rapists out so they can rape again and that sort of thing over and over again and then prosecute that? Oh, that is awful.
Yeah, the soft-on-crime woke DA who all of a sudden considers minor paperwork discrepancies threatening to the union. It is unforgivable.
That's horrible for our justice system.
When you get to the substance of this, there's very, very little indeed. But the media apparatus is partly because it's Trump, but partly because it's got the hint of sex with the bugsome Ms. Stephanie Clifford, sure to testify, I think. And they'll be able to show shots of her, perhaps some barely edited shots of her at her workplace, if you will.
at her workplace.
So, I mean, this
here
whole thing
she is in office garb.
The unfortunate metaphor, but the whole thing is that's right, sir. The whole thing is inflated like a balloon.
Hold on real quick. I got to ask Siri something.
Oh, boy.
Siri, how old is Stormy Daniels? There we go.
53.
Are you guessing or did you look her?
Yeah, I'm guessing. No, I don't think she's that old. I'm going to say 45.
She was born in 79, so she's 44?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. 45.
And still occasionally making sad, humiliating, pathetic tours of the nation's second-tier strip clubs to trot out her wares one more time for, like, pizza money.
Right. Mm. Free popcorn shrimp and Stormy Daniels.
Oh, boy. I do enjoy popcorn shrimp. Now, so back to the case. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg will be trying to prove, as he tries a former president for the first time in American history, we all know that, right? He's trying to prove that Mr. Trump is guilty of 34 felonies related to his 2016 hush money payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Okay, so the payments were 8 years ago. 8 years, I'll skip that part.
When was now, the tryst?
When was getting to that.
When was the lovemaking? That's what I want to know.
Oh, my. That's
simple.
Really
love
giving
each
it.
Other.
Simple. They love each other.
It's giving it a bit more credit than I think it's due. The Stormy affair was a sordid business, certainly, but the DA's argument is a legal stretch, according to Wall Street Journal, in ways that might bother a skeptical juror or certainly an appeals court. My prediction is even if he gets convicted on one or two of these counts, the appeals court is going to guffaw as it tosses this trial back at the trial judge and says, you got to be kidding with this stuff.
Would that happen before the election, or is it justice too slow for that?
No idea. Don't know. So Ms. Daniels has said that in 2006, great Scott, he says, doing the math quickly, that's 18 years ago, she and Trump had an intimate encounter. A decade after that.
She was at a golf tournament. He was playing golf. They met and fell in love.
Their eyes met across the room.
Right.
Exactly. Angels sang.
She thought she would end up on The Apprentice if she had sex with the billionaire, so she did.
All right. Well, that's let's romantic. Get back to the let's try to stick to the law. I object.
Anyway, hearsay, Your Honor.
So the tryst was in 06. 10 years later, as the 2016 election neared, Mr. Trump's fixer, Michael Cohen, paid Ms. Daniels $130,000 to keep quiet.
Non-disclosure.
For once, non-disclosure agreements are signed every day. It's a routine part of business. It's unsavory in a lot of cases, but that is obviously quite lawful. Mr. Bragg's complaint is about the paperwork. Mr. Cohen wrote that check himself for $130,000 out of his and his firm's money, and Trump agreed to pay him back over the course of the next year, which he disguised, according to the indictment, as payment for legal services. Cohen was under retainer, as he's essentially a lawyer on staff, and Trump gave him big payments every month that were allegedly for legal services, but were actually paying him back for the Stormy Daniels thing, which is both are legitimate business costs. The argument Bragg is trying to make, and it's a stretch like only a gymnast in her prime can make, or Stormy Daniels perhaps, it is that by trying to cover up the fact that he was paying a woman off for an affair, which Trump says he didn't have, but he was just trying to spare his wife anger and embarrassment, that by doing that, that was a federal campaign finance violation.
So Stormy Daniels.
Okay. But it gets Michael Cohen there if you need him.
I hope he's like that on the stand.
But so this is we've only
the truth. The whole truth. Okay.
Okay. So falsifying business records in New York can be a misdemeanor, but the statute of limitations has expired on that. So Bragg has to charge felonies. The reasoning being that Trump cooked the books, quote, with the intent to commit another crime or aid or conceal the commission thereof. Except that statute of limitations has expired as well. Except this one judge, whose name you may have heard, Juan Merchan, said the 2017 payments get extended by 1 year of eligibility because of COVID-19 executive orders that stop the clock on legal cases.
Whatever.
So, I mean, you're like, I'm sorry, can you repeat all of that? No, I can't, and I won't. But it is a tortured legal theory. It is stretching to the limits the theory of the law that he's employing. And the idea that once a jury, because the defense is going to be there earning their lavish salaries, once a jury is fully aware, oh, so this is what we're prosecuting? Even in Sapphire Blue, New York, I find it difficult to believe they'll get 12 jurors unless they decide just so they can finally go home to convict them of one or two counts and then fine. And then the appeals court has it.
The coverage is going to be intense, though. We got this text. The trial hits all the media buttons. You got a president. You got sex. You got a porn star. You got money. It's the quadfecta. It is. It does have a lot of. I think when they're going to have to stretch, though, a lot of days to try to work in president, sex, porn star, and money. Because it's going to be really boring FEC stuff.
Right. That's the point. It's a minor paperwork case. It's a misdemeanor at best.
Yeah. So they're going to be talking about various long legal numbers and filings and whether or not they match statutes and expiration dates and stuff like that while showing sexy pictures of Stormy Daniels from when she was younger to try to keep you entertained because the actual info isn't going to be that juicy, if you'll pardon the expression.
I will not. I would agree. If you want desperately for Trump not to be president, this case is a bad thing for you.
I know. I'm amazed that the mainstream media doesn't get that.
They don't care. They're so desperate for clicks and eyes. They don't care.
Yeah. The jury selection. I wish I could watch it. I'm glad there aren't cameras in the courtroom because that would make it a monkey court of some sort. But I wish there were cameras in the courtroom. The watching the jury selection, all that sort of stuff would be pretty fascinating.
Yeah, I would agree. I'm just troubled by the whole thing. This is so nakedly lawfare, as they say these days. It's bad for America. It's terrible for America.
Absolutely. So it's expected that Stormy Daniels will take the stand, and I suppose that will just be to nail down the fact that they did have sex?
Yeah, to establish why the payments were made, yeah.
That's tawdry. She's a bad person. She tried to have sex with this dude to try to get on his TV show.
And everyone knows it.
Exactly. Marjorie Taylor Greene had a heck of a tweet yesterday I wanted to read.
Oh, no. I guess she's a bad person theoretically. I just find her pathetic.
Yeah, you're not willing to look down on having sex with sweaty old billionaires, elderly billionaires, to get on their TV show as a young woman?
Well, I'm just considering the context. She had sex for a living. She was a porn star. It was another day at work.
That's actually a decent point.
Sometimes I talk about politics and make jokes like for a private gathering or a speaking appearance.
Do you do it in high heels, hanging from a chandelier?
Depends what it pays.
I mean, I don't know that she ever did that. I'm not familiar with her oeuvre. Is that the right word?
It's close.
Her entire body of art.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe we end this discussion now.
God dang it. How is this? Thank you. Michael Cohen's going to be on the stand trying to determine whether or not he's an idiot or not.
Right. As Rich Lowry described him, serial perjurer Michael Cohen.
Wow.
Come on.
Why is this not on television? America deserves this on television. Stay with us.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
President Biden met with Japan's prime minister where they discussed building a new bullet train system in America using advanced Japanese technology. In return, Japan requested the advanced American technology of forks.
Wow. Michael Che of Saturday Night Live made another one of his derogatory women's sports jokes about Caitlin Clark. Then Caitlin Clark showed up on the set and had written a bunch of jokes that Michael Che had to read, and it was pretty fun. It was cute. It was nice.
Yeah, that sounds good.
She's going to be drafted first tonight in the WNBA and will disappear into obscurity, I think, but she seems like a nice person.
Fair enough. So not a nice person at all, following up on our discussion of Alvin Bragg and his feverish pursuit of Trump over paperwork offenses. Meanwhile, a couple of examples in the New York Post recently of people who are going around New York smashing people in the face with their fists, being turned loose that same day, then doing it again.
Yeah, unbelievable. I mean,
including this guy who punched a 9-year-old girl in the head.
Is there some way to sue the city for, I'm a taxpayer and you're not protecting me or something?
Yeah, it's the woke DA and the woke judge, this Manhattan judge, Lori Peterson, who turned somebody who committed what could have been a deadly assault on a cop. She turned him loose the same day, too, on his own recognizance. Pay attention to DA elections and judge elections, folks. That's, we talk about the president a lot. Everybody does. Pay attention to that stuff. Very briefly, New York Post with a story. New York City block turns into illicit open-air market for migrant crooks, prostitution. It's for relentless. A stretch of Jackson Heights has deteriorated into an illegal migrant shopping district, an unchecked open-air market where everything from women to stolen goods can be had. Roosevelt Avenue near 91st Street is littered daily with migrant vendors hawking goods they ripped off from shopkeepers just steps away, while prostitutes proposition passersby at all hours, and frustrated merchants and residents say they're helpless to do anything about it. That and similar is a reality in a lot of American cities as folks flood in from down south. Many of them hardworking folks, some of them turning from desperation into crime, and some of them have been criminals for many, many years. They're just now criminals in America. Welcome Venezuelan gang members, for instance. That being the introduction to some stuff Bill Maher said the other day that I found pretty interesting and increasingly frank. Michael, if you'd hit that for us.
Sweden opened its borders to over 1.5 million immigrants since 2010, and now 20% of its citizens are foreign-born, and its education system is tanking, and it has Europe's highest rate of gangland killings. And one result is that the far-right parties are in the government now there for the first time, to which liberals say blaming immigrants for the rising crime rate is racist. Yeah, but is it true? Of course it's true. It's not a coincidence the quality of life went down after the Somali gangs started a drug turf war using hand grenades. Calling it racist doesn't solve the problem. It hands future elections to someone who will solve the problem and who, I promise, you're not going to like.
May not be true. It might be something you do like.
Yeah, I know what I can see the point he's making, though. Sure. I was reading about how some far right and actually far right Putin loving parties are on the rise in Germany. Part of it because the left and the center left in Germany allowed such rampant immigration. Quality of life is plunging in Germany. And again, if Group A permits terrible, terrible things to happen and it's time to go for Group B, sometimes Group B are not people you're going to like.
That's really interesting. That story will be the rest of our lives.
Correct.
Armstrong and Getty.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.